This document will show the clearing patient's name is Joyce Sorvala, Sorvala, Joyce, Joyce. Date of birth is 3/18/1929. Date of service is 11/18/2025. Ms. Sorvala is a very pleasant ...96-year-old female with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, Crohn's disease, history of sick sinus syndrome, predisposed pacemaker replacement, history of fatty liver, and degenerative joint disease, who presented to the emergency room with complaints of generalized weakness / fatigue. She was complaining of being extremely tired and fatigued, very weak. She was, her blood pressure was elevated. So she came to the emergency room. She denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denied any palpitations, denied being dizzy or lightheaded, no headaches, denied any abdominal discomfort, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Lab workup, a troponin to be elevated. She was found to be having a non-ST elevation MI, with elevated troponin. Patient was given aspirin as well as nitro and morphine. Was monitored on the telemetry. Cardiology was consulted. Echocardiogram was ordered. Showed estimated ejection fraction of 55% to 60%. Wall thickness was normal. Systolic function was normal. Patient was also diagnosed with a urinary tract infection. Was started on IV Rocephin. She had some dysarthria during her hospital stay. She denied she was otherwise doing better. Cardiology was following with the patient. She was conservative treatment was recommended. Patient otherwise was feeling better. She was improving. She was seen by neurology, who did not feel that she had a stroke. Questionable TIA versus patient otherwise was doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. She did have CT scan of the head with the perfusion code. No CT brain perfusion findings for region of core infarct or peri ischemia. Penumbra. CT angiogram of the head and neck. Showed no intracranial large vessel occlusion. Major arteries of the head and neck demonstrated no hemodynamically significant stenosis. CT of the head did reveal left frontal lobe, likely meningioma. Some mass effect. No acute intracranial process was seen. Chest x-ray was a remarkable short mild cardiomegaly. Patient was seen by physical and occupational therapy. She was otherwise feeling better and improving. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she's sitting up in her wheelchair. She said that she's feeling well. She didn't have any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She didn't have any palpitations, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She overall has been feeling well. On a past medical history, past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, history of urinary incontinence, history of Crohn's disease, chronic constipation, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of sick sinus syndrome, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, history of non-ST elevation MI, history of UTI, and history of TIA/dysarthria. Past surgical history has been significant for permanent pacemaker placement. Social history. Smoking none, alcohol occasionally, / rarely. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Allergies to bacitracin, formaldehyde, oxycodone, penicillin, glucophage, Lasix, Lipitor, Lotensin, Prozac, and Robaxin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, didn't have any heaviness or pressure sensation, didn't have any palpitations. She does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of non-ST elevation MI, history of sick sinus syndrome, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, respiratory system, didn't have any cough, didn't have any shortness of breath, didn't have any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, didn't have any nausea, no vomiting, didn't have any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of GERD. Genitourinary, she does have history of urinary incontinence, history of kidney stones, history of UTI. Neurological, she does have some history of dysarthria, no history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pains, history of arthritis, history of generalized weakness. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, run, and reactive to light. Extracurricular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, non-ST elevation MI, recent. Next, history of UTI. Next, history of dysarthria. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of Crohn's disease. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, urinary incontinence. Next, history of Crohn's disease. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next, history of sick sinus syndrome, status for permanent pacemaker, history of DJD. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage her to eat better, drink enough fluids, work with therapy, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Larry Stewart, STEWART, Larry, Larry. Date of birth is 12/29/1947. Date of service is 11/18/2025. Mr. Stewart is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He has been working with therapy. He feels that he is improving. He is stating that the pain is somewhat better controlled. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, left intertrochanteric / subtrochanteric proximal femur fracture. Status post-ORIF. Next history of fall. Next history of CAD, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next CVA, next history of dementia, next GERD, next DJD, next history of sleep apnea. Treatment plan, consultation about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. Will continue current medications. He will continue on the Tylenol on a regular basis. He will take Tramadol as needed. And if the pain is not controlled with these two, then he will use the Dilaudid. He will continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. Was encouraged to drink enough fluids, eat better, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.